This is the Seedbed Daily Text. The second half of the gospel. The big story. Hear the word of the Lord. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Now consider this. Good morning, and welcome back to the second half challenge, day 5. I got to thinking about it, and it occurred to me that as good as 2 Corinthians 5:17 forward is, it assumes an awful lot of the reader. Those statements about old and new and in Christ and reconciliation and all that, it assumes someone already knows the big story. And though many daily text readers do know the big story, most people in the world do not. If we're honest, we are more familiar with the highlight reel of the big story than we are the story itself. Then there is the super Cliff Notes version, which most of us know by heart. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And even as I write, it occurs to me that there's an even bigger story than the big story I'm referring to. It makes me wish we had, like, a whole year together just to walk through all of this. And then it hits me. That's what the daily text is. The bigger story equals Genesis to Revelation. The big story equals Jesus of Nazareth himself. If we're going to be walking through the first half of the gospel and the second half of the gospel, and yes, now the third half of the gospel, it would behoove us to get clear on what the gospel even is. To get the gospel, we must begin with the Gospels and our four best gospel friends, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They are the best. We want to become so immersed in these four eyewitness accounts that we could begin to tell the story ourselves, frontwards and backwards. Obviously, we can't do all that today. So I have something special cooked up for you to at least get us started and on the same page with this big story. So if you're listening and you'd like to watch an 8-minute version, which is what I would recommend, you can click on the link in the email today. But now, just in case you want to hear it, I'm going to read it to you. And of course, in the email, there's a link that you can click on and you can read it too. By the way, all of this is printed, this big story, in every daily text book in the front. There's a whole backstory to that I'd love to tell you sometime. I call it the invitation to awakening. This is an invitation. The invitation is as simple as it is comprehensive. It is not an invitation to commit your life to this or that cause, or to join an organization, or to purchase another book. The invitation is this: to wake up to the life you always hoped was possible and the reason you were put on planet Earth. This is an invitation to awaken to the life you were made to live and to become the love you were made to give. It begins with following Jesus Christ. In case you're unaware, Jesus was born in the first century BCE into a poor family from Nazareth, a small village located in what is modern-day Israel. While his birth was associated with extraordinary phenomena, we know little about his childhood. At approximately 30 years of age, Jesus began a public mission of preaching, teaching, and healing throughout the region known as Galilee. His mission was characterized by miraculous signs and wonders, extravagant care of the poor and marginalized, and multiple unconventional claims about his own identity and purpose. In short, he claimed to be the incarnate Son of God with the mission and power to save people from sin, deliver them from death, and bring them into the now and eternal kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. In the spring of his 33rd year, during the Jewish Passover celebration, Jesus was arrested by the religious authorities, put on trial in the middle of the night, and at their urging sentenced to death by a Roman governor. On the day known to history as Good Friday, Jesus was crucified on a Roman cross. He was buried in a borrowed tomb. On the following Sunday, according to multiple eyewitness accounts, he was physically raised from the dead. He appeared to hundreds of people, taught his disciples, and prepared for what was to come. 40 days after the resurrection, Jesus ascended bodily into the heavens, where, according to the Bible, he sits at the right hand of God as the Lord of heaven and earth. 10 days after his ascension, in a gathering of 120 people, on the day of Pentecost, a Jewish day of celebration, something truly extraordinary happened. A loud and powerful wind swept over the people gathered. Pillars of what appeared to be fire descended upon the followers of Jesus. The Holy Spirit, the presence and power of God, filled the people, and the church was born. After this, the followers of Jesus went forth and began to do the very things Jesus did, preaching, teaching, and healing, planting churches, and making disciples all over the world. Today, more than 2,000 years later, the movement has reached us. This is the Great Awakening, and it has never stopped. Yes, 2,000 years hence, and more than 2 billion followers of Jesus later, this awakening movement of Jesus Christ and His church stands stronger than ever billions of ordinary people the world over have discovered in Jesus Christ an awakened life they never imagined possible. They have overcome challenges, defeated addictions, endured untenable hardships and suffering with unexplainable joy, and stared death in the face with the joyful confidence of eternal life. They have healed the sick, gathered the outcasts, embraced the oppressed, loved the poor, contended for justice, labored for peace, cared for the dying, and yes, even raised the dead. We all face many challenges and problems. They are deeply personal. Yet when joined together, they create enormous and complex chaos in the world, from our hearts to our homes, to our churches and our cities. All of this chaos traces to two originating problems: sin and death. Sin, far beyond mere moral failure, describes the fundamental broken condition of every human being. Sin separates us from God and others, destroys and distorts our deepest identity as the image bearers of God, and poses a fatal problem from which we cannot save ourselves. It results in an ever-diminishing quality of life and ultimately ends in eternal death. Because Jesus lived a life of sinless perfection, he is able to save us from sin and restore us to a right relationship with God, others, and ourselves. He did this through his sacrificial death on the cross on our behalf. Because Jesus rose from the dead, he is able to deliver us from death and bring us into a quality of life both eternal and unending. This is the gospel of Jesus Christ: pardon from the penalty of sin, freedom from the power of sin, deliverance from the grip of death, and awakening to the supernatural empowerment of the Holy Spirit to live powerfully for the good of others and the glory of God. Jesus asks only that we acknowledge our broken selves as failed sinners, trust him as our Savior, and follow him as our Lord. Following Jesus does not mean an easy life. However, it does lead to a life of power and purpose, joy in the face of suffering, and profound, even world-changing love for God and people. All of this is admittedly a lot to take in. Remember, this is an invitation. Will you follow Jesus? Will you follow Jesus? Don't let the failings of his followers deter you. Come and see for yourself. Here's a prayer to get you started. Our Father in heaven, it's me. Just say your own name here. I want to know you. I want to live an awakened life. I confess I am a sinner. I have failed myself, others, and you in many ways. I know you made me for a purpose, and I want to fulfill that purpose with my one life. I want to follow Jesus Christ. Jesus, thank you for the gift of your life and death and resurrection and ascension on my behalf. I want to walk in relationship with you as Savior and Lord. Would you lead me into the fullness and newness of life I was made for? I am ready to follow you. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill me with the love, power, and purposes of God. I pray these things by faith in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So have you decided to follow Jesus? What's the story there? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.